Right, it's now time to open the mailbag and see what you've been getting in touch to let us know about this week.
Oh dear, wow. Even by naked scientist standards, that was a bad joke. Anyway, actually, talking of mailbags, it turns out that our postman, as he was handing over the mail outside the office the other day, is a fan of the show. So thank you very much. Now, he wants to know about gravity. What actually is gravity and what's it made out of? Ben, can you help us out with this one?
This is a great question. The answer essentially is that we don't know. Nobody really knows, which is why it's a great question to be asking. And we know there are four fundamental forces in nature, and stay tuned to the back half of this program where you'll be hearing about them in a little more detail. I'll talk about two specifically. Gravity is the force that we're talking about here. This is something that exists between any two things that have mass, pulls them together. And we can compare that to another force that we actually sort of do know what it's made up of, which is electromagnetism. This is the force that magnets feel when they attract each other. That force, if you want to say is made up of something, is actually made up of these particles called photons, which are just little chunks of light. When magnets are repelling or attracting, they're actually shooting little chunks of light back and forth at each other. And that's what that force is made of, if you like. If we were to bring an analog to gravity, we don't know if there's something like that with gravity. Some people think there is. They think there might be a particle called a graviton, although this has never been detected. Other people would say there is no thing. It's actually just the physical bending of space-time itself that creates effects that look like gravity. So, short answer, we don't know. A lot of people are trying to find out. Great question.
Crikey, it's a big question, isn't it?
Yep.
But it sounds like the second half of this show may help us to try and understand some of this science.
Absolutely. A better understanding of dark matter will certainly lead to a better understanding of gravity.
So our postman actually picked a very good week to ask about gravity then.
And there you go. Thank you very much, Ben, for that first-class answer for our postman.
Oh, lovely pun there. Now, we're going to interrupt the science for a happy birthday message. So, Maria, happy birthday from Liv. Maria is a biochemist who is a fan of the show. Thank you so much for listening, and we hope you have a lovely day.
Many happy returns. And meanwhile, if you'd like to get in touch with the programme with a shout-out or a review of the programme, some thoughts, comments or feedback, the email address chris@thenakedscientist.com, or you can tweet at Naked Scientist too.